The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-Men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. Adventure, The Devil's Playground. The events and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
Some mob, isn't it, Casey? Look at the crowds around all the different stands.
There's the wax museum and a shooting gallery. Was it always so crowded here, Lowry?
Sure, all season. People come down here to go swimming on the beach, and they wander around evenings taking in all the excitement. Hey, don't tell me you've never been here before.
First time, cross my heart. I was meant to, but after leaving the newspaper, well, you know how it is.
Well, even us newspaper hounds get a day off once in a while.
Anyhow, Mr. Reed suggested I come out here with you, so here we are.
Yep, with orders to see how all these carnival concessions are going.
But why did Mr. Reed want me to go? I'm a secretary, not a reporter.
So we'd look like the rest of them. Couple out for a good time.
Mr. Lowry.
Here's the roller coaster, Casey. What do you think of it?
It's awfully high, isn't it?
Listen to that barker selling tickets.
Pills and pills that leaves you breathless. Enjoy the fun ride, the Devil's Dipper. Only 50 cents, half a dollar. The fastest, biggest roller coaster in the world.
How about a brother? You and the lady friend? Car leaving right now.
Like to try it, Casey?
No, thanks. Not me, Lowry.
Why not?
Sure, lady. There ain't nothing to worry about.
It doesn't look safe. Well, every time a car goes around that curve there, the whole support seems to shake.
That's the way it's built, lady. Vibration can't have it rigid.
Yes, but so much.
Safe as the ground you stand on, lady. Absolutely safe. Come on, get aboard the Devil's Dipper. Two tickets, brother.
Well, the lady says no. I guess you'll lose a sale.
Come on, Lowry. Let's see what's further along.
Okay.
Come on and ride the Devil's Dipper, folks. Real fast.
What's the matter with you, Casey?
Now, don't you start calling me a baby because I didn't want to ride that roller coaster.
Well, the only way for us to get any dope for a feature story is to ride those things.
You're the one that writes the stories, not me. Besides, it did shake a lot.
I didn't notice it. Ah, but forget it, Casey. There are plenty of people who don't go for roller coasters. How about a hot dog?
Okay, thanks.
There's a stand right over there.
Gosh, did you see that roller coaster go past?
Yeah, they screech around those turns like nobody's business. Come on. Hey, what's that?
It sounded like a...
It was that roller coaster. See it back there at the bottom of that dip?
It's sort of dark. This fence, I can't see over it.
I can. Looks like the car's jumped the rails.
Anyone hurt?
I can't tell from here. Come on, back to the entrance.
An accident! Accident! It's a roller coaster!
Please!
Stand back there, folks. Don't crowd around. We ain't letting nobody in here.
Gangway, coming through here.
Stop jumping, will you? Can you see it?
No, he ain't let nobody in.
I'm right behind you, Lowry.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Inside to see that accident.
Sorry, brother. Nobody gets past this gate.
But people might be hurt.
Now, a little jarring, that's all. Nothing serious.
Listen, we're reporters. You can't keep us
reporters
out.
Reporters or whatever you are, nobody goes in. Them's orders, see?
Stay here, Casey. I'll
go
in.
Hey, what's the row? Easy, does it?
Watch this gate and don't let nobody in, officer.
Okay.
That doesn't go for reporters.
Oh, you a reporter?
He's Lowry from the Daily Sentinel.
Sure, let me in on this. It might be a story.
Well, yes, I guess reporters are
he stays here. Everyone stays. The Devil's Dipper is private property, you understand?
But those people who are riding your roller coaster...
There's a doctor in there now. You can come in as soon as it's okay. Now, there ain't no story in a little joke like that.
Well, for the... How long are we going to have to wait?
Till I hear different. Now stand back. Stand back, all of you. Stand back.
Dear Mr. Reed. There I go. Getting all tangled up again. Golly, the way Casey makes this here typewriter fly in using all 10 fingers, too. So now he tries again. A new sheet of paper to begin fresh.
Here we are, Casey. The boss is waiting.
Oh, hold on there.
No, but you know better than to... What's happened to my typewriter?
Yeah, the ribbon's halfway out.
And crumpled paper all over the floor. Oh, Axford, what have you been up to?
No, take it easy, Casey. Can I help it if your machine is so old and ramshackle is falling apart?
You big ape. It was all right until you got at it.
I better use the sledgehammer.
His fist is big enough.
No, look here, you two spalpeens.
I'd tell you plenty if Mr. Reed weren't expecting us.
Expecting you? He never said nothing to me about it.
Well, why should he?
Because I'm his bodyguard, that's why. And for the more beyond that... I've been told to sit here and keep people out while Casey's been gone.
Well, you can stop then. I'm back.
Here now. I'm still on duty.
Yes?
Miss Case, Mr. Reed. Laurie and I are back again.
I've been expecting you. Come in, both of you.
Hey, hold on that chair, Axford. Mr. Reed doesn't want you.
Charlie, I can't understand, Miss Reed, since I got back.
Oh, Laurie, close the door. Well, Miss Case, I hear you and Laurie ran into a lot of excitement last night.
Yes, we did, Mr. Reed, and we've been out all this morning talking to people about it.
Maybe she'd rather be a reporter than a secretary, boss. She'd do all right, too.
Did you get anything that the Sentinel can use?
Boss, we got plenty.
You know about the accident last night?
Oh, yes, we already had that story in. What I want now is the facts on who's responsible for it.
In the bag, Mr. Reed. We got enough to call out the militia and have that roller coaster padlocked.
It isn't safe, Mr. Reed.
You sure of that? A statement made by the owner after the accident blamed it on a stick that had been lying across the rail.
And that's what he said, boss. By the time we got past the cops and took a look, well, they might have fixed things up.
What about the safety inspector?
That's just it, Mr. Reed. He gave them a clean bill of health on it.
Then why are you so sure it wasn't merely an unfortunate accident?
Here's why, boss. These little statements.
Who were they from? Some of the injured passengers?
No, Mr. Reed. The passengers only knew there was an accident. They didn't know how it happened.
Well, I don't
These statements are from guys who count, boss.
Yeah, but I still don't...
The guys who built that roller coaster, the contractors. And here's one from one of the roller coaster employees. He worked right there. He knew what went on.
We got them this morning.
And every one of them signed.
Oh, good work. We'll be able to close down that rickety trap immediately. Hello, get me Gunnigan.
Shall I do the rewrite on this, boss?
Yeah, at once. Miss Case.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Take this other phone and call the composing room. Tell them to hold the front page. Gunnigan, oh, just a moment.
Give me composing.
Laurie.
Yeah?
Send Axford in here. Gunnigan, we're starting a campaign against ramshackle amusement concessions.
Composing. Hold the front page for a second.
Now, that's right. We're going after them hammer and tongs.
And here I am, Rick. What's going on?
We have enough for a series, Gunnigan. Oh, plenty of proof. No, we won't use names yet. No sense in using all our ammunition at once.
Ammunition, is it? Who shot who?
Oh, Axford, hush up.
Certainly name the roller coaster. The Devil's Dipper. It's unsafe. Hammer on it. I'll tell the readers we'll have more later. Miss Case, put these statements in an envelope.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
What can I do, Britt?
Axford, you're going to do some bodyguarding.
Glory be. You, Reed?
No, those papers Miss Case has. You're going to see that nothing happens to them.
Oh, no, Reed. That ain't no fit kind of a job for a he-man like me. I want something important.
Well, these papers are plenty important. They're going to make certain that innocent people aren't the victims of another accident like the one that happened last night.
Sancho Pepper, Sancho! Roller coaster declared unsafe! Demand police close down amusement concession! Sancho Pepper!
Meddling newspapers. How did the Sentinel get this story, Scanlon?
Not from me, Durkin.
What about that accident? You told me there was a reporter from the Sentinel at the Devil's Dipper when it crashed.
Sure, with a dame, but they didn't get in. I swear it, Durkin.
Then how...
No, Durkin. Let's look at the facts calmly.
Calm, huh? You're in as deep as I am, Buckley. You're the inspector okayed my permit on that roller coaster.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, and you got plenty for it. A lot of good it's doing us now.
This doesn't answer my question. How did the Sentinel get enough information to be so positive?
If you read past the headlines, you'd know.
Huh?
We ain't had a chance.
I have. The Sentinel got that information from the contractor and men who built the roller coaster.
What?
They have statements from them. Furthermore, they have a statement from one of your own employees, Durkin.
Do they say that?
Oh, not in so many words. This story in the Sentinel is just the beginning, Durkin. It intimates that unless I, as inspector, close down the Devil's Dipper, they have proof and they intend to publish it.
So that's why all those reporters outside are hot on the trail. They think the Sentinel's got an exclusive.
The Devil's Dipper will not close. That's what I paid you for, Buckley.
Relax, please, Durkin. I have this whole situation well figured out.
Yeah?
You better have.
It's very simple. A few threats will take care of these witnesses the Sentinel talks about.
Sure, but they got statements, signed statements.
And that's where you come in, Scanlon.
Yeah?
Get to the point, Buckley.
If I remember, Scanlon once did a stretch for safe-cracking.
What about it?
Simply that I know where those statements are kept. They're being guarded by a man named Axford. He's not very smart.
Oh, I get it. I swipe them statements before the Sentinel can use them, huh?
Precisely. As for those reporters out there, Durkin, come along. We'll see them together.
What are we going to tell them?
Leave that to me.
Well, there we are.
What about that Sentinel yarn, Durkin? Yeah,
there's Buckley, the inspector. Are you closing him down?
Gentlemen, please. The Sentinel newspaper has not only blackened the reputation of Mr. Durkin, but its report has caused him to lose a lot of trade.
And he'll lose more than that.
Who are you?
I'm Lowry. The Sentinel's the paper I work for. Is Durkin closing up or isn't he?
No, he is not. What's more, as inspector, I can vouch for him. That accident was caused by a stick thrown across the rail by some passerby. Purely unintentional.
There'll be a better story than that in the Sentinel tomorrow.
Young man, you can tell your employer this. Both Mr. Durkin and I have been libeled. We intend to sue.
That's a laugh. Why, we have proof.
Then you had better use it. We're suing the Sentinel immediately unless it publishes a retraction.
Oh, it's unless, is it?
I don't like your tone. Gentlemen, you can notify the editors of your various papers that we are suing the Daily Sentinel. Today, we'll demand $1 million damage. And gentlemen, you may print this, too. Mr. Durkin and I are going to collect it.
Late that evening, Scanlon and an accomplice took up their post near Britt Reed's home in the entrance to a dark alley. There they waited until they saw the bulky figure of Mike Axford approaching.
There he comes, Mont. You see him crossing the street?
You mean that big guy, Scanlon?
Hey, he ain't gonna be no pushover. We'll handle him. Buckley sure was right about that guy being a little bit on the dumb side. All I did was send him a telegram to bring them statements to his boss's place, and he falls for it.
And it looks that way. He's carrying an envelope.
That's them, all right. Couldn't be nothing else. Stay here in the shadows. When I talk to him, you know what to do.
It's all set.
Pardon me, brother. You got a match?
Huh? Golly, that's a fine way to hop out of the dark. And besides, I'm in too much of a hurry to...
Now!
Oh, you dirty...
Again, Mom. This lug's tough. There, I got the envelope. Run for it.
Reed! Reed!
That sounds like... Axford. Good Lord, Mike, what happened? Why are you here?
Golly, Britt. I've been ambushed. They nabbed the papers. Somebody must have known you told me to bring him here.
What?
There was 10 of them, Britt, all around me. Hey, tell me this.
Mike, I never told you to bring those statements to me.
Sure, and I'd have beat them all if they had... What? What was that you said?
How long ago did this happen?
Golly, you must have told me to come here. Here's your telegram. It's only black and white.
Axford, I don't know what's wrong with you. Cato.
Yes, Mr. Bitt.
Get in the other room, Axford, and lie down. You have a bad bruise in your head.
It's beyond me. Oh, I mistook the telegram. It's underhand, that's what it is.
Cato, the statements placing the blame for the roller coaster accident are gone, stolen. There's no doubt about who's responsible for that.
Mr. Durkin?
So that's why Buckley and Durkin were so sure about suing the Daily Sentinel for libel. Without the evidence upon which we based our story, they've got us right where they want us.
Very bad, Mr. Bitt.
Well, there's only one answer. Unless we recover those statements or get new ones from the same witnesses, there's no power on earth that can save us from this libel suit. What's more important, the Devil's Dipper will continue to operate and endanger the lives of hundreds of people.
What are you going to do, Mr. Bitt?
Call the paper. Get every available man out to try and get new statements from those witnesses. If that fails, Cato...
Yes?
This may be one more job for the Green Hornet.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Green Hornet adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a moment.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. With the evidence against the Devil's Dipper stolen, Britt Reed sent reporters out in an attempt to get their stories on paper a second time. But the attempt was doomed to fail.
So that's where we stand, boss. I went to every one of those witnesses after you phoned here to the paper last night.
And none of them would repeat his previous statement?
Not a one, boss.
Yes?
Mr. Buckley is here to see you, Mr. Reed.
Buckley?
Well, send him in, Miss Case. And come in yourself. Bring your notebook.
Oh, sure, Batty. That guy's here with a summons. Sure as I'm a foot high.
Well, I can't avoid it forever, Lowry. Well, Buckley, you wanted to see me?
I didn't expect you'd be so easy to see.
Get to the point.
I wanted to have the extreme pleasure of serving you with this summons myself.
Don't imagine that you surprised me with this. You're just as crooked as Durkin, Buckley.
You can't talk to me like that.
No, we know all about you. Durkin runs the Devil's Dipper only because he bribed you to overlook its flimsy construction.
You need proof for that, Reed, not talk. Perhaps we should add a slander suit to this one for libel.
Do you deny what you know is true?
Your secretary needn't take notes, Reed. I'll do all my talking in court when you answer that summons.
Boss, let me
ask
take
for
a
this summons. Here, Miss Case, file it. In the wastebasket.
With pleasure.
Well, as you... for you, Buckley, open that door, Lowry.
Here, what are you... Let go of me.
Toss him out, boss.
We're giving you the same treatment your summons got, only instead of the wastebasket...
You can't...
Outside! Don't show your face around here again, or you'll get the same treatment.
What a heave!
I'll sue you for a potent battery, Reed. You can't get away with this.
Go ahead, try it. Only remember, the Daily Sentinel's going to keep after your rotten racket, libel suit or no libel suit.
That evening, after Britt Reed arrived at his apartment, he described the situation to Cato, his valet and the only living man to know him as the Green Hornet.
Well, that's the story, Cato. The witnesses refused to repeat their evidence. They've been intimidated, threatened.
I understand.
The Daily Sentinel's being sued for libel. They have no defense. Cato, it's up to us to make sure this crookedness is settled once and for all.
Yes, sir.
Lowry told me about one of those witnesses, a man named Thomas. He's an attendant at the Devil's Dipper. His job is to inspect the roller coaster after closing time each night.
Will you talk?
If we get one to repeat his statement, the others will follow. Get the mask and gun, Cato. We'll take the Black Beauty. Tonight, Thomas is going to meet the Green Hornet.
Thomas! Hey, Thomas!
Yeah? What do you want, Scanlon?
Turn off the music. We're closing up the Devil's Dipper for the night.
Not a bad take tonight, huh, Durkin?
All right, considering how the Sentinel's been talking up that accident.
We'll split plenty from that libel suit.
Okay, Scanlon. All fixed. Except I gotta make my tour of inspection.
Don't bother us with details, Thomas. Go ahead and do your inspecting.
And make it snappy, Thomas. Me and Durkin will be waiting over in the shack next to the entrance.
I'm going.
Thomas.
Yeah?
Just a word of warning. Remember what we told you about any squealing.
We took care of that statement you signed for that Sentinel reporter. We got them back, all of them, yours included. When that libel suit comes up, you keep your lip buttoned about the accident, you understand?
I ain't gonna talk.
You better not. You know what'll happen if you do.
I told you once I wouldn't talk no more. Ain't that enough?
Hey, look over there.
What?
One of the roller coaster cars. It's starting up the slope.
Huh?
Well, get after it, Thomas. It must have caught on the cable.
It's empty. How could it catch?
It should, that's all. Go over and get it and snap it up.
Can't figure it. Guess the cable control must have slipped and pulled the empty car up the grade. This whole Devil's Dipper ought to be junked. Condemned. Rotten equipment all over. Where's that cable lever? There. Shut off. Guess I'll leave that car there till morning. No use.
You'll be with it, Thomas.
Huh? Who's that? Don't you know this place closes?
I'm a special visitor, Thomas.
Hey, you're masked. You're the Green Hornet.
Right.
What are you doing here?
I came to see you.
Me? For what?
You gave a statement to the papers about the accident.
They ain't got it now.
You might repeat it, Thomas.
Not me. I'm doing like Durkin and Scanlon told me to. I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Perhaps they don't believe that.
Huh?
Perhaps Durkin and Scanlon are still afraid you'll talk.
Listen, Hornet.
As long as you're alive, you're a danger.
Durkin and Scanlon wouldn't do nothing like that.
How do you know they don't plan to put you out of the way?
They said they'd pay me plenty for keeping quiet.
You trust them, eh?
I got it.
Suppose I tell you they've no intention of paying.
You're just
Suppose they want all that money from the libel suit for themselves.
They're the kind of guys to do a stunt like that, all right, but... Look here, Hornet. What's your stake in this?
Sign this and I'll tell you.
What's that?
Look at it.
Okay, okay. Easy with the gun. I'll look. Hey, this is about the accident.
It's a duplicate of the statement you signed.
Yeah, I thought they burned it.
Not before I got a copy. Sign it.
What?
Do you think you can trust Durkin and Scanlon?
What's that got to do with signing this?
When they know the Green Hornet has your signed statement, what'll happen then?
You mean they won't take a chance on doing nothing to me?
Exactly. You're safe as long as someone has your statement.
Yes, but
besides, they'd pay plenty to get it back from the Green Hornet.
Say, I never figured that. You're right. You're a smart guy.
Sign it.
Sure, pal. You and me, huh? We'll blackmail him for a load of dough. Yeah, that'll teach them guys to threaten me.
Here's a pen.
Okay. You're on the level, Hornet. You'll split with me.
Whatever I get from Durkin and Scanlon, you'll get your share.
That's enough for me. There you are.
We thought you couldn't be trusted, Thomas. Huh? So you would double-cross us.
What the... So that's it. You was testing me. You're in with Scanlon and Durkin.
You were warned to keep your mouth shut.
Tear it up. Tear up that statement. I won't talk, I swear
it. It's too late.
Don't do it, Hornet. Don't.
Take it.
I can't breathe. You're in with...
Give him the gas?
I have his statement, but it's not enough. He'd say it was signed under threat of force. But now he believes Durkin and Scanlon tried to finish him.
Yes, sir.
We're making sure he doesn't change his mind. Here, take his feet.
Yes, sir. I have them.
I got his arms. When he recovers from the effects of the gas, he'll be high up on the Devil's Dipper in that roller coaster car that stalled up above.
What for?
After we leave him there, I'm going to phone the police. Then we'll take care of Durkin and Scanlon.
Griff Reed and Cato carried the unconscious form up the narrow catwalk high above the ground. They deposited Thomas's limp body in the stalled car. Leaving Cato on guard, Griff Reed descended and went to the nearest phone, first removing his Green Hornet mask.
Police department? I'm calling from the amusement park. There's something wrong at the Devil's Dipper. Yes, that's right, the Devil's Dipper. Better get over in a hurry.
Just thinking, Durkin. What's happened to Thomas? He's been gone a long time.
Hey, he has at that. Maybe that car gave him a little more trouble than he figured.
Yeah, maybe so. Still, I don't trust that guy.
Oh, he's not going to talk. He knows what'll happen.
Why take chances? No sense in letting him out of our sight this late in the game.
We already burned that statement he gave to the Sentinel.
Well, he can make another one, can't he? Come on.
Perhaps you're right.
We'll soon see if he's around or not.
Well, there's the car.
Yeah, it's still up there. Stalled halfway up to the top of the first rise.
Well, that's funny.
Look, Durkin. There's someone up there. See, standing up in the car?
He's outlined against the sky. Must be Thomas.
There's another one, right beside him. See, a little guy. It looks like he's holding a gun on Thomas.
You're seeing things, Scanlon. It's too dark to tell for sure.
We're going to make sure. Here's the tracks going up. We'll climb up the catwalk.
Yes, hurry. Single file.
That way's too slow.
Who's that?
Get in this car, whatever you
Mask.
The Green Hornet.
Get in this roller coaster. But,
how are you? I'll get a shot of gas.
Don't tell you where we're getting.
That's better. I'll go with you. The cable will carry us up.
Now listen, Hornet, what's the idea? We ain't done nothing to you.
The roller coaster up ahead, it's moving too.
Of course it is. The same cable that lifts this one to the top of the first rise works that one as well. See, it's going over the top now.
Hey, one guy got out. He's standing at the top.
That ain't Thomas.
Thomas is still in that roller coaster. He's getting a free ride along the whole length of your Devil's Dipper.
Hey, what are you doing?
There
we
are.
You're jamming the brakes. We won't be able to stop.
Exactly. Once we reach the top of this first incline, this car will follow Thomas's. His brakes are jammed, too.
You can't do that.
What's the idea?
Just making sure neither you nor Thomas will be able to get out before you reach the end of the Devil's Dipper.
What are you doing, playing games?
Yes, if you must know.
Huh?
Exactly that, Durkin. You and Scanlon have been playing a game with the public long enough, you and your infernal Devil's Dipper. Now I'm taking a hand in it.
You can't.
Here's the top, and here's where I get off.
I bet you and Thomas figured this.
If you want to catch Thomas, you better hurry. He's halfway down already, so here's a little shove to help you on your way.
They go very fast, Mr. Bates.
Look at them, Cato. They're already over the first dip and going faster all the time. You fix the brakes on Thomas's car, as I told you?
Yes, sir.
Good. Neither one of them will stop until they reach the end. Thomas is certain that Scanlon and Durkin have it in for him.
He kept saying that, Mr. Bates.
Seeing him come after him will make him even more afraid. You see them? They're going around that curve now with Durkin and Scanlon about 50 yards behind.
Should we go now?
Yes, it's high time we were on our way, Cato. But not that way. We'd walk straight into the police.
How then?
Down the beams. By the time the police get things straightened out, the Green Hornet will be miles away.
Here's the Devil's Dipper. I don't see nothing wrong.
This is utterly ridiculous, getting me down to a deserted roller coaster this time of night.
Listen, Buckley, didn't a call come into the police saying something was wrong here? And aren't you the safety inspector for the amusement park?
Well?
Then this is where you ought to be.
Sergeant, there's nothing wrong here.
Looks like a false alarm right now.
Oh, yeah? Look at that.
I don't see nothing.
Where, Lowry?
Up on the roller coaster. Two cars coming around that last curve.
Hey, you're right. They'll be at this platform any minute.
This is childish. Who'll be riding at this hour?
Here comes the first, baby. Let's ask. You, Thomas, what goes on?
Who's after you?
Duncan and Scanlon, let me out of this car.
Hold it. What's that sticking out of your pocket?
I ain't got nothing.
This paper.
Hand that over, Lowry. We're running this, not you.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me read it.
This fuss is ridiculous.
Yeah? You know what the statement is?
I neither know nor care.
This is a signed statement about the accident.
Impossible. Those statements were... That is, I mean...
Go on, say it. They were swiped from the Daily Sentinel. That's what you were going to say.
That's right, Buckley. Nobody knew about those statements. How did you?
He's in with Duncan and Scanlon. I'll talk plenty. Nobody's putting me on this farce.
I haven't time for this farce. I'm leaving.
You're staying here, Buckley.
Here comes your pal. We'll take them in, too.
Up on the platform. Make it snappy.
Cops! What's the idea?
Move!
They're all washed up, Durkin, you and your pals. We have Thomas' signed statement right here.
What statement?
The one I signed. You ain't putting me on the spot.
He's crazy. It was the Green Hornet.
Sure, the Green Hornet's working with you.
The Hornet?
Is he in on this?
That's what I'm telling you. These guys sent him to get me. Only he slipped up. I'm spilling the whole works.
Why,
you... No, no rough stuff, you.
Listen, officer. I had nothing to do with it. I'll tell you the whole story.
He's as guilty as we are.
We have the goods on all of you. You're going behind bars. If I could lay my hands on the Green Hornet, he'd be there with you.
You can't have everything, Sarge. Sure, he got away. But the roller coaster is finished, and so is that libel suit. Boy, I'll bet the boss will be tickled when he finds this out.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Green Hornet Incorporated.